Girdle whispered to the abbot.
Beats around the bush a bit, don't he? You'd think he'd get on with it.
Over swivelled his head in the cellar hog's direction.
I heard that, you know. I didn't come here to be insulted. Huh. I think I'd be better off keeping myself to myself.
Hapodemus nudged Girdle sharply, warning him to be silent with a severe glance.
I must apologise for my friend. His back is playing him up a bit. Touch of rheumatism. He didn't mean to be rude.
The tawny owl gazed down at his own enormous talons.
The rheumatist gets us all once the young seasons are gone. Take me now. My talons give me dreadful twinges, especially in the winter. You wouldn't think owls would have that complaint, would you? Well, we do, let me tell you.
Hapodemus gave a polite cough. Ovis blinked several times, then got on with his account.
Let me see now. Ah, yes. I was on my way back south from visiting family in the north. Night flying, of course. It must have been 2 hours before dawn. I heard weeping and sobbing southeast of here, just beyond a patch of bogland in Mossflower Woods. Recognised the pair right away. Your old gatekeeper, Shrew, and that woodmouse who does a bit of healing. Malburn, is it?
Girdle was about to speak when Orvis held up a wing.
I know what you're going to ask. Let me continue. I saw it was the old shrew who was crying. The woodmouse was unconscious, not badly injured, merely knocked out by something or other. So I had a brief chat. I can be brief, you know, with the shrew. Told him to stay put and not to move. Said I'd fly to Redwall and get help. Well, here I am.
Hapodemus heaved a sigh of relief.
Many, many thanks, Ovis. Many thanks. I take it you will be so kind as to lead us to them.
The owl spread his wings as if to take off, then thought better of it and folded them again.
Of course I'll lead you to them. I can put my talon on the exact spot where they are right now, straight after I've had breakfast. Oh, one other thing. Don't expect me to gobble my food down. I suffer from indigestion too, you know.
Skipper looked at the abbot resignedly.
We'd best get our mate Ovis some breakfast, father.